Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
One of the hymns many churches of Christ use in their worship services has the title, I Know That My Redeemer Lives, by Fred Fillmore. Another of our songs is entitled, I Will Sing of My Redeemer, by P.P. Bliss and James McCranahan. Both of these songs have the word Redeemer in their titles. But nowhere in the King James Version of the Bible, or in any other version I have consulted, is Jesus called our Redeemer. Does that mean we should not use the term Redeemer in our hymns? As a matter of fact, it does not mean that. The New Testament uses the words redeem and redemption quite often. If Christ redeems us, He is our Redeemer. Paul wrote concerning Christ, But in Him are you in Christ, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. 1 Corinthians 1:30. I shall devote our brief study today to the topic, Jesus Christ, our redemption. The word redemption does not appear often in the New Testament, although the thought is very prominent. The Greek word means to release by payment of a ransom. It was used in New Testament times of slaves who paid for their own release or had a family member or friend to do so. Before we obey the gospel, all human beings are in bondage to sin. Paul asked the Romans, Do you not know that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness? Romans 6:16. The Greek word rendered servant is doulos, and means slave or bondservant. When a person is devoted to sin, he is a slave to sin. When he obeys the gospel and devotes his life to Christ, he is a slave to Christ. Several times the apostles call themselves servants or slaves of Christ. I shall give you just one example. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated under the gospel of God, which he promised before by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. Romans 1:1-2. You cannot cease being a servant, but you can turn away from being Satan's servant to being Christ's servant. How all of that has been made possible is explained in the pages of God's book. For when we were without strength, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man some will even dare to die. But God commends His love toward us, in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. Or if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. Romans 6:6-10. Paul does not use either the verb form or the noun form of the word redeem. But can there be any doubt of his meaning? Christ died to redeem us from sin and to give us the hope of eternal life. The Apostle Peter used the verb form of the word in this well-known passage. You know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things, such as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot. 1 Peter 1:18-19. Our Lord told His disciples, The Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give His life a ransom for many. Matthew 20:26. The word ransom in this verse is one of the noun forms of the word redeem. What a tremendous price Christ paid for our salvation, every drop of His precious blood. But are we saved just because of Christ's atoning death on the cross? You know we are not, or all men would be saved, since Christ died for all. Only those who believe the gospel, repent of their sins, confess the name of Jesus Christ before men, and are baptized for the remission of sins, will enjoy the benefits of Christ's shed blood. Thank you, and may God bless you.